Hi, I'm Dale Morris, your host for On Tap. With this segment, we delve into all things technology, whether it's the latest gadgets, technological trends, or practical uses for modern electronics, we'll take the lid off and see what makes it tick. What's on tap for today? Technology addiction. Is this a real addiction? What are the symptoms? How do I know if I need to go to technology rehab? Have you ever heard of the term crackberry? It's been said that some people have been so attached to their BlackBerry that using it seemed to mimic the release of dopamine to the brain. Okay, I'll be the first to admit that if I'm without my mobile phone, I am not a complete human being. And a lot of us don't remember important phone numbers anymore. We rely on the contact list in our smartphones to do that. But do these behaviors point toward addiction? Some researchers would shy away from the indiscriminate use of the term addiction without certain criteria being met, so maybe excessive behavior is a more appropriate label. So what are those behaviors? Losing track of time online? Having trouble completing tasks at work or at home? Isolation from family and friends? Feeling guilty or defensive about your internet use? Feeling a sense of euphoria while involved in internet activities? Internet or computer addiction can also cause physical discomfort such as carpal tunnel syndrome, dry eyes or strained vision, backaches and neck pains, severe headaches, sleep disturbances, and pronounced weight gain or weight loss. So what are some solutions to this newfound addiction? You can acknowledge that technology has power. Simply being aware of that fact can help you to take steps to change your interaction with technology. Set boundaries. Identify and preserve screen-free times in your routine. Schedule some of your free time. If you know when you'll be idle, try to schedule some non-screen activity like lunch with a friend or a call with a family member. Here's a good one. It's called phone stacking. When you go out to dinner with friends, institute a rule that you all will pile up your phones on the table and the first person to grab his or her phone pays for dinner. Use your phone's alerts creatively. Use the favorites, VIP ringtones, do not disturb, and other unique alert features to help you let go of your need to constantly check new notifications. Focus on being present. Try to engage in the moment and with the people around you. Staying active can also be helpful. Take time to go on walks, exercise, meditate, and breathe. Use a real watch or clock. Sometimes we use our phone or computer to tell time. When we do this, we may get sucked into another application or email. And take a technology holiday. Take a day, a weekend, or even a week off from your phone and email. Time away from screens can help you reset. It may just be common sense that the best way to control your obsession is to simply turn it off. I'm Dale Morris, and I'll see you next week with another On Tap.